marginal in Silicon Valley 15 years ago and have now become policy under the Trump administration. Because when you're a billionaire, you have the power to impose these crazy ideas on everyone else. And that's what's happening. Peter Thiel's entire inner circle has infiltrated government at the same time that the Trump family is now becoming tech venture capitalists and crypto cartel moguls. There's this joining of forces. The corporate is becoming the state, and both of it's combined with apocalyptic religious movements. And that is the heart of fascism.
Where does Elon Musk fit into this picture?
Elon Musk and Peter Thiel go way back to PayPal. They started it together. They've had some tensions.
The so-called PayPal mafia.
The so-called PayPal mafia. But you'll note that Peter Thiel's considered the godfather of the PayPal mafia, even though Elon Musk is the wealthiest man in the world. Musk is certainly aware of these ideas, and when he was thinking of starting his own political party after he left Doge, he consulted with Curtis Yarvin about how to do that and what the party should say. So here's Yarvin, who knows nothing about anything, but he's considered a genius by these billionaires, largely because he tells them what they want to hear. So Elon Musk is clearly radicalized, is clearly open to these ideas. I'm not sure that he reads a lot about these things as much as he just believes the basic idea behind this, which is that wealthy white technologists should be the ruler of the world and then the galaxy and the universe. This is the cosmology coming out of Silicon Valley these days.
Where do women and people of color fit into this picture?
At the bottom of the hierarchy, if they exist at all. Look at what's happening with the USAID cuts. A targeted hit delivered against the poorest people in the world by the richest man in the world, with millions of people projected to die. These billionaires who promise abundance because of AI, well, we already have abundance, and we're not sharing it. Look at what they're doing to the poorest people today. And if you listen to the apocalyptic visions that AI will kill all jobs and transform everything, they say that, well, don't worry, everyone will get a share of the extreme universal wealth that's created. But that's not what we're seeing today, and we can't really believe that when they say that. Fascism is about imposing a hierarchy, a moral order, and white, wealthy Western men are at the top of that moral order in fascism.
Gil Duran is author of The Nerd Reich, Silicon Valley Fascism and the War on Democracy. If you have time, we're going to do part two of this discussion, and then we're going to post it online at democracynow.org. Again, the book, The Nerd Reich. I'll be speaking after the screening of Steal the Story, Please! In Middlebury, Vermont, on August 28th. Check our website at democracynow.org. I'm Amy.
The views expressed in the preceding program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of this station.
Transformation.
CJUM.
All right, Rosalie, you gonna be all right?
Transformation.
101.5.
Transformation.
CJUM 101.5.
Winnipeg.
Turn into the car. Kid.
Transformation.
Michael.
Transformation.
In Canada, being gay doesn't make you a national security threat, but for nearly half a century, it did. Until the 1990s, Canadians working for the Armed Forces, RCMP, and Federal Public Service were targeted based on a suspicion of their sexuality. Phones were tapped, people interrogated, over 9,000 careers and futures destroyed. And then, people pushed back. Visit Love in a Dangerous Time, Canada's LGBT Purge. Exhibition on now at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
Welcome, and welcome back if it's your first time here. I am Kyler, and I will be taking you on a journey this hour. More specifically, I am Kyler, also known as Kay, from your weekly Wilers. Since my good old co-host Tyler is not here, also known as T, it's going to be a Wiler report for you folks today, where I go through random topics with music to match them. And today, I gotta tell you a story. So I was at work on my lunch break, and I was trying to make a track list for you folks about the 2000s, but not the 2000s. What do I mean by that? Well, I wanted to find songs that reminded me of the 2000s, but were made in the modern day. But in doing that, I went down a rabbit hole that I would consider potentially an all-timer. So I want to share what I found in that rabbit hole with you today. So today, we're going to be diving into 2000s, but not 2000s. All right, let's start off with the first song here. You may know it, and if you don't, I might know how old you are, both old or young. This is a YouTube classic, and most definitely an if you know, you know. And then after that, we'll be jumping into a song called Dancing While the World Burns by Adore. So let's jump into the first two tracks.
Thank you.
And we're back. That was Dancing While the World Burns by Adore. And there's just something so... I don't know how to say it. Let me get back to you on that. Because actually, I want to say that first song, the Dreamscape song. Oh, you know, 009 Sound Systems. That song, it just takes me back. And not in like a corny way. I wanted to say, it really reminds me of the time I tried to secretly log into Rockhopper's account in Club Penguin. Shout out all the people who know Club Penguin. You're a real one for that. But I was writing down the username and password that I saw in the YouTube tutorial playing that song. And remember, they never spoke in those YouTube tutorials. They just typed on a notepad. And as I was writing it down, I tried to type it in later. And then I looked at the sheet of paper and I had been bamboozled. I'd been duped. I've been Garfunkeled. I've been Van Buked. I couldn't believe it. And I just remember tearing up that piece of paper and being like, this will never happen again. And so I never tried to log into Rockhopper's account again. But anyways, back to what I was saying. This corner of the internet is just so interesting. The one that I fell into. It's so simple, but it's also so nostalgic. And they're just so talented. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm so glad to be a part of it. Like, I'm also glad to share the next song with you today. This next song is a big one. It's very impactful in my life, apparently, because it's been my number one song for a while now. But I'll just let it play. This is Fall From the Sky by Romance Planet.
Fall from the sky, fall in your eyes. Eyes that will lead me throughout the night. You wanna be lost in the rain. Now that the moment is here to stop. Fall from the sky, fall in your eyes. Eyes that will lead me throughout the night. You wanna be lost in the rain. Now that the moment is here to stop.
That song makes me want to hit a little shimmy, like get the shoulders going, get all the work going. I love that song, Fall From the Sky. You know why? Because it reminds me so much of the 2000s, but not the 2000s, which is what we're covering here today on UMFM 101.5, your CJUM 101.5. I am Kyler. I am your co-host for the evening. And since my other co-host is not here, you will be joining me as the co-host. As we jump into our next song, Die for Someone, featuring Nine Lives and Adore. Take a listen.
Die
Ready for that one, were you? I got nothing to add except this next track, also by Adore. Absolute hit. So let's just jump into it. No wait here. Corner of the internet, corner of the internet, corner of this song, corner of the best song you're about to hear today. Hopefully. I'm excited. I'm excited for you. Let's be excited together. Backing track. Isn't that beautiful? It's a beautiful backing track. Quite frankly, no. This is a great backing track, and we'll play it just a little bit in the backing for the track. Folks, how we feeling? We feeling good? I can't hear you. We're going to be talking about Crystal Castles coming up next. We have two songs. I'm going to play them back to back. We have Vanished and Papa Smear. Crystal Castles, of course, Canadian. and of course, also covered a Platinum Blonde song, but that's not playing today. We have some crazy tracks, but I have an even crazier fact for you, and that is, these tracks are awesome. I got no fact for you, I was lying, I'm sorry. I'm a little liar, but bear with me, because I bring the tracks, not the facts, as we move into this next track. Next. We might not play all of it, but we're in it for a good time and a long time, and that's the truth.
Woo!
Interesting. Interesting. Folks, we're back. It's the weekly Wyler time. Wyler Report, actually, with a good old backing track. We like it? How are we feeling about this? This is Sprouts by Innovation. Excuse me. Yeah, Innovation. INVENTION _ Sprouts Innovation. So, anyways, we're going to jump into our next set of tracks here. Or, I think we only have one. We have one more track for you before we move into the second leg of today's episode. This is another one that I found along the little rabbit hole here, and it was quite an interesting one. I don't know how to explain it, but I did send it to my good old friend Noah, because it's so niche, and I thought, wow, like, oh, he might like that. Like, I doubt he's ever heard this. And he hits me back with, Kyler, I loved this album back in 2021. So not only did he love the song, he loved the album, not now, a long time ago. And just for context, the album, of course, came out in 2003. So I don't know how Noah came across this, but man, does that man love music, and man, is that beautiful. Let's jump into our next track. We have DSCO, DSCO, not disco, DSCO by Sweet Trip. Okay, that was DSCO by Sweet Trips off the album Velocity Design Comfort. All right, we're getting into our next phase. We're evolving in today's episode as we look into, well, I like to call it the how did you come up with this and why is this actually really awesome phase of today's episode. So kicking it off, we have counting all the starfish. Starfish is an interesting phrase in music because I see it in the most random places, but like I'm yet to hear a song that has starfish in the title and actually sucks. So I'm hoping today's not the exception, and I'm almost certain it's not. We have Counting All the Starfish by Kitty Ray. Let's take a listen. Has to have been a Wii sample or like a Wii game sample in that song. I'm almost certain because it just kind of gives that vibe. But anyways, I can now say the streak continues. Maybe, just maybe, we should do an episode on Starfish songs because, again, I'm yet to hear a bad song with Starfish in the title. So, maybe I'll just have to find out. But anyways, let's move into another animal, that being the song Worm Rave by Metaroom. Let's take a listen. Oh yeah. I could totally see the Worm Rave in this. Just wiggling around. Honestly, me too. Survive. 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 Okay. That was, of course, Worm Rave. Shout out to all my worms out there. That one was for you. I know. I know. Now, how could it get better than a Worm Rave, you might ask? Well, I have a... Look, before we play this next song, I'm not going to explain myself. But I'm going to do it a little bit. I'm going to a little bit explain why. So this song, I think, is an Undertale fan song. I've never played Undertale in my life. I've watched it. Shout out, like, Markiplier and Jacksepticeye. But, like, I've never played Undertale in my life. But I will say, even without the context of the game, this song is actually really good on its own. So let's listen to Dr. Gaster by Shadro. Take a listen. Take a listen.
Dr. Gaster, I won't let you down. Dr. Gaster, left in the background. Dr. Gaster, I'll try not to frown. Dr. Gaster, I must flag you down. Dr. Gaster, through oceans of time. Dr. Gaster, please know where both find. Dr. Gaster, I'm glad you've become. Dr. Gaster, you left us undone. There was only one of you until you split the world in two. Our tears fell to the floor when you were gone. Feeling frozen to the bone, we must go back through your tombstone. The ceiling stars I wish upon. Dr. Gaster, I'm frozen inside. Dr. Gaster, way down in the mind. Dr. Gaster, you left us behind. Dr. Gaster, destroyed by your pride. There was only one of you until you split the world in two. Our tears fell to the floor when you were gone. Feeling frozen to the bone, we must go back through your tombstone. The ceiling stars I wish upon. There was only one of you until you split the world. Tears fell to the floor when you were gone. Feeling frozen to the bone, we must go back through your tombstone. The ceiling stars I wish upon. Poor Dr. Gaster.
Yeah, that was Dr. Gaster. And just a thought, man. the internet can be such a great place sometimes. And I know, like, sometimes is a big word here, but I feel like we got to acknowledge how grateful and lucky we are that every single decision, both prior to us and from us, both built and allowed us to find this song. The infrastructure, the communications, the world experience, the life experiences, everything just all led you to be able to hear this great song. In a million different timelines, this never happened. But it did. And that's a beautiful thing. So, believe that. It's an interesting thing to think about. But let's talk more on the more experimental side. Let's get away from Undertale. Let's get into Tokyo Pills' Destroy the Wired. That's a hit right there. That's a great name, too. All right, folks, around that point, when I heard that song, that of course being Destroy the Wired by Tokyo Pill off the album Welcome to the Wired. So again, Destroy the Wired, Tokyo Pill, Welcome to the Wired. I had known I'd found gold. This rabbit hole, it had led me to a ore of gold that we have just listened to. But I want to pay back the favor more than just letting you hear the songs. Because I personally then picked, well, not personally, but the algorithm helped me pick three more songs for you. Not AI, no Allen Iversons. I'm talking about pure raw discovery as we jump into the next three songs back to back for your listening pleasure. We have Virtual Love by Don't Look at My Face, all one word, by the way. Then we have Over Tonight by Romance Planet. Love That Man, fantastic work, I love what he's doing, and Dream by Romance Planet. So, without further ado, let's jump right into this good old tracks. Ow! Just wait. Just wait. We'll be right back.
pre-workout and ecstasy.
Dream.
The music just turns me on.
Don't melt nobody's eyes. Don't melt them. Don't melt nobody's eyes. You didn't expect that now, did you? You didn't expect that, no. Man, come on. Come on. Isn't that just great? You know what? Ah, it's so good. I'm going to run it back. Just for you. I'm going to run it back so we can enjoy one last time the UMFM Weekly Wilers Internet Deep Dive of the Week. And the first one of that. Anyways, let's run back Dream by Romance Planet. Bow, 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 bow.
Thank you.
big. Dream bigger. What you think you can achieve? A beautiful sight that would be. To try. Try again. Let's do it. Folks, we're done. That's all I got for you today. Zip. Zipoli. Nothing. Nada. I got nothing more for you today because I have nothing more to give but to say thank you for listening. This has been your weekly Wilers. I am Kyler running my Wiler report. This has been your, of course, 2000s but not 2000s, but actually just a deep dive into a little corner of the internet that I fell into, rabbit hole style. And as we end today, I got just a few words for you. Keep on wildin' in that free world. All right, you take care, folks. Have a good night, or good day, or whenever you listen to this. You have a good old time. I'm out.
Great neighborhoods are built one gathering at a time. And behind every great community festival are the people who make it happen. The Neighbor by Neighbor Music Festival is looking for volunteers to help bring this year's event to life on Saturday, September 12th at the Lord Roberts Community Center. From welcoming guests and supporting activities to helping with setup, vendors, and keeping the day running smoothly, volunteers are a huge part of what makes this free community celebration possible. If you want to be part of a day filled with live music, local food, a farmer's market, beer garden, family activities, and neighbors coming together, this is your chance to get involved. To sign up or learn more about volunteering for the Neighbor by Neighbor Music Festival, visit lordrobertscc.ca. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Follow us on Instagram at NeighborXNeighbor to get all the up-to-date information on this year's festival. At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
Smart, funny, fearless. Carcy Blanton is a triple threat. On Sunday, September 13th, the acclaimed American songwriter brings her razor-sharp lyrics, irresistible melodies, and unforgettable live show to the West End Cultural Center, blending folk, jazz, pop, and Americana with equal parts wit, heart, and honesty. Carcy has built a devoted following by writing songs that can make you laugh, make you think, and sometimes do both at the same time. One thing is certain, you won't leave the room feeling the same way you walked in. Grab your tickets now for only $25 plus fees through wecc.ca. And don't miss Carcy Blanton, the special guest, The Burning Hell, Sunday, September 13th at the West End Cultural Center. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
This is Paul O'Coin of the Hylozoic, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM.
Hello and welcome to NLA. I'm your host, Pierre.
And let's get started with our first song of the hour. It's Some Birds Don't Fly by Gottstried Park and Matt Maltese.
Hope you woke up smiling.